The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tmura Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol Nekvarim Lo Yisareifu. There was a question that was recently asked in the Beis Havad, that there was a person who bought a house from somebody who was not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. We don't know if he's a goy, a yid, we don't know what the person is. He bought the house from the person. After a few days, the seller said, Oyvei, I left something in the house. What did he leave in the house? He left in the house the ashes of a cremated, deceased loved one. So the question is the buyer allowed to hand the ashes over to the seller, knowing that the seller is not going to necessarily bury the ashes in the right way? And perhaps the buyer has a chiyuv, he has an obligation to make sure that these ashes are buried properly. So there's a number of questions that we have to think about. First of all, we don't know who the seller was. We don't know if he's a goy or a yid. Second of all, we have to know if there's a mitzvah of kvura on a goy. And third of all, we have to know if there's a mitzvah of kvura on ashes. So as far as the question of whether or not you mechuyev to bury a non-Jew, we find Rashi in Parsha Shmoy says that Yefes was Zoicha, that his great-grandchildren are going to have Kvura. It says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel that Etein L'Goig M'Koyim Shom Kever B'Yisrael. Hashem is going to give to Goig a place to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. This was a special schus that Yefes got because of the fact that his that Yefes made sure to cover over his father Noach, to cover him with the clothing. So it would seem that there is a mitzvah, I don't know if it's a deraisa, but there seems to be an inyan to be koiver an ena Yehudi. However, the Yerushalmi at Tosefta says that koiver meisei akum and meisei yisrom mipnei darkei shalom. We bury deceased non-Jews together with deceased Jews mipnei darkei shalom. It sounds like me'ikar adin, there's no chiv, to bury meisei akum. So I found a tshuva in Tzitz Eliezer that he tries to bring this raya from this Yerushalmi, but then he says he found a Ramban that says mefurish that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of kvura on a akum, on a goy. And Tzitz Eliezer struggles to understand how we deal with this raya from the Yerushalmi. So, I was thinking, I saw that Tzitz Eliezer also say, he says a number of terutzim, but I think the right teretz is that the Yerushalmi is talking about all kinds of inyanim of tzedakah. It says mevakrin meisei chayli akum chayli Yisrael, and we're mefarnes maniy akum maniy Yisrael. So it's possible that we could say that this that the Yerushalmi says that kaver meisei akum meisei Yisrael means that we have the chiyuv, the obligation to be involved in it and spend money on it, just like we would have to spend money on meisei Yisrael. In other words, it's a chiyuv of tzedakah to make sure that the tzedakah money will also go to the meisei akum, but there's no chiyuv kfur in Akum if the Akum has people who are taking care of him. Just like if Chas Shom, somebody, your friend's relative passes away, you don't have a chiyuv to take care of the kfura. Your friend has a chiyuv to take care of the kfura. So too, if Akum dies, his children are obligated to take care of the kfura. It's not the Yisrael's chiyuv to take care of the kfura. The chiddush is that if the goyish children don't have money and they can't afford it, so instead of saying, okay, go collect from Goyim, the Yidden have an obligation to chip in and to help them out in the Darkei Shalom. But it's not necessarily a raya that there's no chiv of kfura on Meisei Akum. The Tzitz Eliezer also brings down that there's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer and the Chavos Yoar who also say that there's a mitzvah of kvura medaraisa on Akum. But he brings down that there's also a Chuvas Chesel Avram that assumes all the way around, that assumes that there's no mitzvah of kvura on Akum. And he says he's not sure why the Chesel Avram and the Chasam Sofer and the Chavos Yoar, none of them bring down this Ramban who says mefurish that there's a mitzvah deraisa of kvura on Akum. So it seems that there's machloikis about whether or not there's a mitzvah of kvura on Akum. And so we have two sveikas. In the meantime, we don't know if the person is a goy or a yid. The pashtus should be that this Afer is kavua, and we say we won't be able to go to follow Roiv and say that probably it was Afer of Akum. I'm not 100% sure about this, but the pasha should be that it's kavua because it's staying in its place, and you're coming to and you find the Afer of the Akum, the Afer in the house, and you wouldn't be able to be soimuch and rely on the fact that it's probably from the majority of goyim because of the fact that you are encountering this Afer in the house, and there's halach of kol kavua k'mechtz al mechtz adami. The only time you can rely on roiv is if the item is pirish from the roiv, if it leaves its place and goes somewhere else. But if it's sitting in its place, it's a din of kol kavua k'mechtz al mechtz adami. So it's likely you would not be able to be soimuch and rely on the fact that it's majority ain a Yehudi. Regardless, even ain a Yehudi, we're saying there's a mitzvah of kvura, seemingly, according to a number of achrayim. So now the question that we have to think about is whether or not there's a mitzvah of kfura on Afer, on ashes. So I found there's a tshuva in Beis Yitzchak that he discusses a very fascinating thing. I mean, we'd be shocked nowadays to hear of such a thing, but the Beis Yitzchak seems to say that in his time there was a minig, there was a custom in his the city that he was dealing with, that the Yidden would cremate their relatives and leave the ashes in a kli, in a coffin in their house, so that they have a memory of their relatives. And he was asked whether this is a proper custom or not. So Beis Yitzchak says, certainly it's totally unacceptable, such a minig. And he gives a number of reasons. He says, first of all, burning a deceased person is aser. Why? Because our Mishnah says in Temurah, that kol hanikvarim lo yisareifu, something that has a mitzvah of kvura, you're not allowed to burn it. That's one thing that he says. So you're not allowed to burn it. Then he discusses whether or not you have a mitzvah to bury the afer once you burnt them. Their minhag was to burn the, to cremate the deceased person, and also to leave the ashes in their house to remember him. So now the other question is whether or not they were being over on the mitzvah of kvura when they did not bury those ashes, whether they're being over on the lav of Lo Yisalim Nivlas Alayitz. So he writes over there that he holds that there is an inyan of there is an iser that and of Lo Yisalim Nivlas Alayitz and a mitzvah of kvura on this afer. So the Beis Yitzchak seems to assume that there is a mitzvah of kvura on the afer, and the reason, and that's really the explanation of why the Beis Yitzchak, when he's looking for a reason to say that you can't, that you're not allowed to burn the body of the mace, is only because kol nekvarim lo yisareifu. But he doesn't say because you're being mevatel the mitzvah of kfura, because Beis Yitzchak himself assumes that there is a mitzvah of kfura on the afer, on the ashes of the dead person. So that's why he couldn't say that you're not allowed to burn him because of the fact that you're not doing the mitzvah of kfura and you're being over on the isra of leisalim of losei alayitz. Well, I don't know about that, because the person would already be burnt up. But he doesn't say the reason is because of the fact that there's a mitzvah of kura and you're being mevatel a mitzvah of kura. He says the reason why you're not allowed to burn him is because kol nekvarim lo yisareifu. There's a halacha that something that you're supposed to bury, you're not allowed to burn. But he doesn't say that you're being mevatel a mitzvah of kura. So obviously, he's assuming that you do have a mitzvah of kura on the ashes, and you're mekayim the mitzvah of kura when you bury the ashes. However, Reb Chaim Oizer brings this down. Reb Chaim Oizer says the opposite about both points. He's asked the same question. Are you allowed to cremate a dead person? So Reb Chaim Oizer says that no, you can't cremate him. Why? Because you're being mevatel a mitzvah of kvura. And he says, he goes on to bring down the Beis Yitzchak, who assumes that there is a mitzvah of kvura on the ashes. And he says, no, there's no mitzvah of kvura on the ashes because the ashes are not considered to be the body of the dead person. And I found, he says that there is an inyan to go ahead and bury it because of covered for the dead person, but it's not the regular mitzvah of kfura, it's not a deraisa. Reb Moshe Feinstein also, in Igros Moshe, Zecher Tzadok Livracha, has a tshuva. We also assume with Pashtus that there's no mitzvah of kfura on ashes. He brings a raya from a Gemara Nida, that the Gemara Nida says that if a mace is burnt up and the body is not in the same form as it was when it was alive, in other words, he was cremated and the ashes were changed into a different form, rather than having retaining the exact same form as the dead person, the halacha is that it's not metame. A person doesn't become tame from that, from those ashes. So he says, you see that it doesn't, it's not considered to be a mace. When you have, when a person's body is cremated and the ashes do not retain their original form, it's not considered to be a mace as far as tumah is concerned. So too, says Ramesha, would not be considered a mace as far as kfura is concerned. So Ramesha and Rechaim Eiser both assume not like the Beis Yitzchak, and they say there's no mitzvah of kfura in the ashes. Now there's another question, whether you have to be concerned about whether or not there's an etzem kesoira, whether there's a tiny bone that remains in this mixture, that would be mechuyev in kfura. So about that, it's not so clear that etzem kesoira has been of kfura. There's a Mishnah Melech that says that a kazayas of b'sara mace doesn't have a mitzvah of kfura. I would assume that he holds the same thing about etzem kesoira. And also, it's a suffix whether or not there's etzem kesoira over here. And we said before, there's a suffix whether or not the goyim are mechuyev in kfura, and it's possible this person is a goy. So therefore, I think that it's likely that you don't have to be concerned that there's etzem kesoira over here, and therefore you'll be allowed to release the ashes to the seller. Just want to say an interesting story that I heard about Ramosha Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha. It happened when he was in Russia. There was a communist, a Yiddish communist, a Jewish person who was a communist, and he used to make terrible tzaras for the Yidden. And then when he was on his deathbed, he gave a tzavot to Chevra Kadisha. He said, I want you to cremate me after I'm dead. And the Chevra Kadisha came and asked Ramosha Feinstein, Zatzal, whether or not they're allowed to do this. They said, the person said he wants a kapara. He wants a kapara. He doesn't want to have a kfura. He wants to have a terrible bazillion that he's going to be burnt up. And that's going to cause him to have a kapara in Shemayim. So Ramosha said, no, you're not allowed to do it. So Lamaisa, what happened was that they taka buried him in the Beis HaKfaris. And after a few weeks, all of a sudden there was terrible knocking, pounding on the doors of the Chevra Kadisha in the middle of the night. And it was the local communist officials were asking, where's the body of this dead person? So they dug up the grave and they showed them the body of the dead person. What happened really was that this person was trying to get his last mesira, his last act of backstabbing the Yidden was going to be that he told the communist officials that the Yidden would be so angry at him about everything that he had done that they would go ahead and burn up his body. And because they listened to the Psaka Ramosha Feinstein Zatzal, that's why they were saved from this terrible, terrible punishment.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.